The Victoria Cross is Great Britain's highest and most prestigious military award, created by Queen Victoria in 1856 and awarded to those who've shown extreme bravery, daring, self-sacrifice, devotion to duty in the presence of the enemy. Since 1856, it's been awarded 1,358 times, only 15 times since the end of the Second World War. Only three people have won the Victoria Cross twice. One of those three was Captain Noel Godfrey Chavasse. Lord Ashcroft, who paid £1.5 million for Chavasse's medals, gives us some details about his life in an article he wrote for the paper. Noel Chavasse, one of identical twin boys, was the son of the Bishop of Liverpool. This is back in 1900. After qualifying as a doctor, he went to work at the Royal Southern Hospital in Liverpool. As war loomed, Chavasse was commissioned as a lieutenant into the Royal Army Medical Corps. And after the outbreak of hostilities, he served in France and Belgium, where he was attached to the Liverpool Scottish Regiment. This battalion saw action in June 1915 near Ypres, where Chavasse continually went into no man's land for nearly 48 hours until he was satisfied there were no more wounded needing treatment. He was awarded the Military Cross for this. And shortly afterwards, he asked one of his sisters to buy 1,000 pairs of socks and other comforts out of his own money for the battalion. In July 1916, the battalion was moved to trenches in front of Guillemont on the Somme. Despite being unable to survey the enemy positions, the men were still ordered to attack at 4:20 a.m. on August the 9th. Within a few hours, they had sustained 189 casualties out of 600 men. Chavasse attended to the wounded all day under heavy fire, frequently in view of the enemy, while during the night he searched for injured men directly in front of the enemy lines. The next day he recruited a stretcher bearer and under heavy shell fire carried a critically injured man 500 yards to safety. On the return journey, Chavasse was wounded, but he carried on. Helped by 20 volunteers, he rescued three more wounded men from a shell hole just 25 yards from the enemy trenches. He also buried the bodies of two officers and collected numerous identity discs from dead soldiers. It was estimated that during those 2 days, Chavasse saved the lives of 20 seriously wounded men, as well as treating the countless ordinary cases that passed through his hands. Chavasse's parents heard through official channels that he'd been wounded, but almost immediately they received a letter playing down the injury from him. "Don't be in the least upset if you hear I'm wounded. It is absolutely nothing. The merest particle of shell just frisked me. I did not even know about it until I undressed that night." Chavasse was awarded his Victoria Cross for most conspicuous bravery and devotion to duty. And his citation, announced in the London Gazette on October 26, 1916, concluded, "His courage and self-sacrifice were beyond praise." The Liverpool local paper said of the city's local hero, "Letters from the front have constantly told how eager he was, how ready he was to expose himself to dangers beyond those called for in the discharge of his duties. How many a wounded soldier has brightened under the radiance of his cheery disposition." Chavasse had particular sympathy with soldiers who had lost their nerve, some of whom even inflicted injuries on themselves in the hope of being invalided away from the front line. One historian wrote of Chavasse, "The doctor has a genius for picking out those men who were near a breakdown, either in nerve or general health, but not yet so run down as to be hospital cases. Rather than send them to the trenches where their collapse sooner or later was inevitable, he kept them at his aid post as light duty men, where in comparative comfort they had a chance to rest and recover." Almost a year later, Captain Chavasse was involved in the third battle of Ypres. in which Allied forces recaptured the Passchendaele Ridge outside the Belgian town over several months at a cost of almost 500,000 lives. On the evening of July 31st, 1917, Captain Chavas received a skull wound. He had his injury bandaged, but he refused to be evacuated. Instead, time and again, and in appalling weather, he went into no man's land in search for and to attend the wounded. With virtually no food, in great pain and desperately weary, he again saved several lives. In the early hours of August the 2nd, he was finally taking a rest at his aid post when it was struck by a shell. With everyone at the post killed or wounded, Captain Chavas, who had at least six separate injuries, crawled for half a mile to get medical help for his comrades. By now, his swollen face made him unrecognizable, and he was operated on for a serious abdomen injury. He died 2 days later, aged 32. The bar to his VC, his Victoria Cross, was announced on September the 14th, 1917, when the citation praised his extraordinary energy and inspiring example. Chavas is buried in a military cemetery in Belgium, where his headstone bears a representation of two Victoria Crosses. The inscription in the white stone, chosen by his father, reads, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Noel Chavas was a remarkable man, wasn't he? Who gave up his life for his friends. Not just for his friends, for his country, for us here today. So that we might live today in peace. And we want to remember his self-sacrifice. But not just the self-sacrifice of an obvious hero like Captain Noel Chavas. The self-sacrifice of everyone, every hero, everyone who fought in the war. Whether they died, whether they were wounded, whether they survived. They all went into battle prepared to give up their lives for the sake of their friends, for the sake of us, so that we might live in peace now. Now it's good for us to remember them, to give thanks for the men and women who died that we might live. And on Remembrance Day, we particularly remember, as James was saying, the First and Second World Wars. Maybe especially so this year, exactly 100 years after the end of the First World War. But since then, men and women have died in many more wars. And today we see a different kind of war, don't we? A war on terror, which claims the lives of people who may not die on a traditional battlefield. On March 22nd last year, a police officer, Keith Palmer, was standing guard outside the Houses of Parliament when a man armed with a long knife came toward him and stabbed him several times. Keith Palmer laid down his life for us so that we might not live in fear, but in peace and security. These acts of self-sacrifice inspire us today to live our lives in love. They died that we might live in peace and freedom and security, that we might make our lives count, that we might have a better society because of their sacrifice, that we might be willing to lay our lives down, not maybe in the ultimate way of death, but in the small everyday acts that make up our everyday lives. Sadly, the peace that men and women have died for doesn't last. As James mentioned, not a single day has passed since they're free from war. And our lives continue to be afflicted by war. And also by the jealousy and the envy and the hatred inside our own hearts. I want to talk about another man who laid down his life for others. A man who secured a more lasting peace. A man who really can bring in a society where we will love each other. Noel Chavasse's father chose the verse for his son's tombstone. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That verse is from the Bible. It's from a place in the Bible written by the Apostle John. And it was spoken by Jesus Christ to his friends, to his disciples, close to the end of his life. Let me give you some background to that conversation. Jesus has just told his followers that he's about to go away, and he wants to prepare them for when they're going to be left on their own without him. He wants them to live lives of love. Love each other as I have loved you. Now, we know how much someone loves us by what they're prepared to give up for the sake of that love, don't we? If I say that I love my wife, but I'm not prepared to give up time and energy for her, then I don't really love her. What we're prepared to give up for love shows how much we love, which explains what Jesus says next. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. There can be no greater love than a love that pays the ultimate sacrifice, our lives, our deaths. Jesus wants his disciples to be willing to pay that ultimate sacrifice. Maybe that they won't have to pay the ultimate sacrifice, although many of those disciples did. Maybe just in the everyday details of their lives as they live lives of love, radical love, sacrificial love for each other, for others. Jesus knows what he's talking about. He is about to, in a few days' time, do what he asks them to do. Give up his life for the sake of his friends. Pay the ultimate price. In less than a week, Jesus will be betrayed by a close friend, falsely tried, flogged, and crucified. He knows that's about to happen, and he goes along with it willingly. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Noel Chavasse laid down his life for his friends. Jesus also lays down his life. But there's a difference. Jesus uses the word friends here because he's talking to his disciples and he's encouraging them to love one another. And he calls them friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. In this particular context, Jesus says, he's talking about them, but he's talking about his own death as well. He can say that he will lay down his life for his friends. And for his disciples, who've become his friends over the past 3 years, with whom he's shared what he's got from his Father. But we know from the rest of the Bible that Jesus doesn't just lay down his life for his friends, but for his enemies. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The rest of the Bible makes clear that Jesus laid down his life for sinners. For people who weren't on his side. For people who by their sin were living lives of rebellion against him. Now that includes me. And that, my friends, includes you, every one of you. We may not fight on the front lines. We may think we're fighting on the sidelines. But the fact remains that we live our lives for ourselves and not with God as our King. We've refused to bow down to our rightful ruler. We want to be the sole authority in our lives. And that makes us at war with our Maker. Now, the amazing news is that God sent his Son to give his life for his enemies, so that his enemies might become his friends. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus laid down his life for his enemies, that they might become his friends. That's the first difference between Jesus' sacrifice and the sacrifice of Captain Noel Chavasse. The other is that Jesus' sacrifice really does secure peace. Today, 100 years to the day after the end of the First World War, we remember, we give thanks for those who gave their lives that we might have peace. But the peace they fought and died for is temporary. We can give thanks for the one who laid down his life so that we might know true peace, a lasting peace, a peace that comes when we've become friends with our Maker. I wonder if you've done that.